Thank you, Spotify, for hosting this week. All of my New York episodes are going to be filmed and recorded at Spotify Studios in Brooklyn. So thank you.
Brooklyn. Yeah. Brooklyn, represent.
And hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Two Hot Takes. I'm your host, Morgan. And today I'm joined by the lovely Bree and Grace.
What's up?
Thank you for having us.
Hey. I don't even want to try to pronounce last names. O'Malley's easy. But Bree, I'm going to be honest. That's like, okay. I was going to stick to chicken fry.
That's
because
okay. That's okay. It's easier than it looks.
It's intimidating.
La Paglia. Exactly how it looks.
That's not what I would have gone with.
People say La Paglia. Like, it's just La Paglia.
If you want to go with Italian,
call me Pags. Yeah.
Like a La Paglia.
Yeah, La Paglia is how you're supposed to say it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. You just call me Pags, though.
Pags.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, I love this. You girls have your own podcast. You started with Barstool, Bree, and like blew up from like hangover videos.
Yes. I was a hungover girl.
Still hungover?
Yeah, I'm still hungover a lot. Yeah.
Shampoo effect today.
I'm hungover right now.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I'm glad you showed up because...
Oh, I always show up. I can boot and rally like a motherfucker.
That's not me. If I'm hungover, I'm canceling.
Oh, me
I'm
too.
Really flaky.
Depends if like, sometimes I wake up in the hungover mood where you're silly and goofy and I'm like, oh,
love
I could
that.
Ride this till the day I die. Or I wake up and I'm like, I have kidney stones. So,
yeah. Girl.
Yeah. So it's either or.
I can't. You had like four, didn't you?
Still got four left in me, in the kids.
You didn't do the surgery? You haven't done
that
yet? I
didn't do the surgery, no, because I'm going on vacation this weekend. So I'm like, I'd rather have fun on vacation and then do the surgery when I get back.
Oh my
Priorities.
God.
Yeah.
Why didn't they blast them with ultrasounds to at least try to break it up?
I went to the worst doctor in Manhattan. So it was like, he was not very helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm got to go see a different specialist.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because they can do ultrasound to like break it up and make it easier to pass.
I know. I got to do that.
Yeah. I saw a lot of kidney stones when I worked in the ER. Real painful.
Yeah. Real painful. Thought I was going to die.
A lot of people say they're worse than childbirth.
I know. That's what the doctors kept telling me. I'm like, I don't want to hear that right now,
yeah,
bro.
That's tough.
Like, please stop saying that.
And Grace, you moved out here. Bree, like, how'd you move out here? You quit school.
Yeah, no. So it was COVID and Brianna was moving to New York for Barstool. And I was going to take the semester off from school. And I decided like,
why not?
Fuck it. Well, she said, do you want to move with me? And I said, yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
I coerced her a little bit.
I didn't even like think twice.
I love that. Spontaneous. And then you worked for DoorDash for a little bit. I heard that story like during the Super Bowl.
On foot. Yeah.
What were you, like, why didn't you get a scooter or a bike?
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to get to know the city on foot while getting paid.
It lasted, a week?
I did it, like, sporadically.
Okay.
She did, like, three trips total. She did three orders total.
But when I did it, I was out all day. All day.
For that one order.
For the one order. Okay, because that's the TikTok I think I saw. And I was like, you walked across, you had one order and it took you 3 hours to deliver the one order.
Mm-hmm.
What did the people say when you finally showed up with their food?
I'm just surprised they didn't cancel. Like, I was, and when I got there, it was like 12 flights of walk upstairs.
Oh,
so you walk up 12 flights and I was just like, sorry. I'm like sweating balls. It's the winter time.
You wanted to go in and chill with them.
Yeah. Oh, there was one Super Bowl day. There was some cool fellas. And I said, here's your chicken wings. May I also come in?
Did they let you in?
No, I was too nervous to ask.
I mean, that'd be insane.
That's just crazy.
Hey, I just gave you chicken wings. Let me chill, bro.
But I've hung out with some Uber drivers before.
Yeah, Uber drivers are
We've
different.
Let them in before.
Yeah, we've done that. We literally have like been going out in LA and our Uber driver was so chill. We're like, do you want to come to the bar with us? But then you get to a point where you're like, I kind of regret asking. Because how do you get rid of them?
Yeah, you can't.
They'll stay.
Yeah.
Because they're done for the night. They have nothing else to do.
No, they're done after that.
They're clocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple girls in college I knew used to hook up with their Uber drivers.
Free rides.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. I don't even know if they got them for free. I think they just
They still.
Yeah.
Well, he got a free ride.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He got paid for the ride, actually.
Yeah, he sure did.
God, yeah, the girls got a shit end of that deal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you girls are familiar with chaos and good times and just crazy things. So that's what I'm throwing at you today. These Reddit stories are just all across the board. I don't really have a theme.
I love that.
It's just to really entertain you guys and get some good takes.
Okay.
Okay, let's dive in. Okay, so up first, this one is 9 months old. coming from environmental goal 943, titled, Am I the Asshole for Going Topless at a Nude Beach in Front of Friends? I was invited to a three-day vacation with three of my girlfriends and their husbands, plus two of the husbands' single guy friends. On the last day, we were exploring the city and came upon a beach. It looked nice, and there weren't many people overall, but I did see a few other women in the distance without tops on, so I felt it was clear to take mine off as well. It was great. Nobody else joined me, though. We all continued to talk and joke in a circle for a while, and I thought we were all having a really fun time. Then one of my friends said she felt sick, so we left abruptly early, and our conversation on the way back was basically uncomfortably silent, with the exception of low talking that I wasn't a part of, and some of the guys goofing around. Later that night at the main room, I find myself avoided by almost everyone until I'm confronted like it's an intervention by the three girls about how it was inappropriate for me to expose myself in front of their husbands.
Oh, dear God.
I was shocked and told them I didn't mean anything by it. They said, isn't it obvious that you just don't go around naked in front of your friends' husbands? And were like, quote, notice how you were the only one and you didn't wonder why? This exploded into a further argument with me calling them insecure about their relationships until it all culminated eventually into them all saying they don't trust me to be a part of their friend group anymore. All I thought I was doing was enjoying myself at the beach, not exposing myself to their husbands. Am I the asshole?
Ooh, I feel like I could go so many different ways on this one.
Let's hear it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, it's kind of weird if everyone keeps their clothes on and you're just like, let me get these titties out. Also, she must have a banging rack. And these girls are pissed, right?
Dude, she's just tarps off dolo.
Yeah, that's kind of just, you're fucking weird.
That's just weird.
Or then you could be like, you're free spirit. It's a nude beach. You're having fun. But I would never. She doesn't have a husband on the trip.
No.
Everyone's husband. Mm. All your buddies' husbands. And you just take your titties out. Seems like you're asking for some trouble.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. They're married. If they're uncomfortable with it, well, it's uncomfortable regardless. It's uncomfortable regardless. But
picture Morgan just takes her tits out right here, and she's like, "Well, it's a nude place."
I feel like I'd be obligated to also take my top off. Like, oh, that's what we're doing. All right, sure.
I think she's kind of the asshole.
I don't know. I don't know anything about married life, but. Your wife's tits are your wife's tits, and then your wife's friend's tits are your wife's friend's tits.
I don't know if you're the asshole. Maybe you're just weird.
You're definitely a weird free spirit.
I think keep your tits in your shirt if everyone else has the tits in their shirt, and it's husbands, and it's like, if it was all single people, But it's just almost like awkward because you make it weird. It's like, hey, my tits are out, and then we're all sitting in a circle. Fucking Danny's looking at her titties, and it's like, dude, the wife's getting pissed, giving him the eyes, and it's like, I can't avoid the titties are in my face.
He's got a boner over there, trying to hide it with his beach towel.
And it's like, weird.
He's like, take yours off.
Yeah. And like, just like, guys are going to look at your tits, so like, out of respect for your friends, maybe just keep them in your top.
Even the women are going to look at your tits. If tits are out, I'm looking.
Like if you're just the only one naked, you're looking at them.
I'm looking.
Nipples to the eyes. Yeah.
I feel like for me, I guess I wouldn't have cared if, like, this is my friend group and my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have personally cared because, like, I know I have the nicest tits there. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
let's go.
Yeah. So it's, like, it's good. If I would have been these girls, I would have joined in. I've always wanted to go to, like, a topless beach. Not totally nude. You know, got to keep the kitty covered. But yeah, I've always wanted to do.
No way.
No cooter on the beach.
No chance. I don't want to know what other people's labias look like. You know,
there's. And then you get sand up in there.
Well, I just. Yeah, no. It's.
No one wants a face full of meat, dick or pussy. No. Like, I don't want to see it
regardless.
Right now. I'd save that for the Uber ride home.
So I'm fine with the tits out. I would have taken this as my shot, like, oh, she's doing it? It's an open invitation. Let's go. Here's my chance. I don't want the tan lines anyways. But I get it, where, like, it is a little unusual that your friend just, like, popped her top off, like, unprovoked, like, no conversation, and you're just kind of, like, look over, like, okay.
It helps a little for her that there are two single guys on the trip, or three or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe she was trying to finagle something with that.
Yeah.
Finagle.
Yeah, maybe she was trying to finagle.
You look like you're trying to juggle over there.
There's just no way. I always think I want to go to a nude beach, but there's just no way I could ever do that. I'm too uncomfortable. Yeah.
I'm honestly, I'm kind of a sex with a t-shirt on kind of girly these days.
Like Ariana.
Yeah. Tom came out and said that and I was ready.
I paused my TV. I don't even watch the fucking show.
I don't watch the show either.
We just watched the reunion.
Yeah. We're texting each other like, this is fucking nuts, man.
I've only watched the TikTok clips. I haven't even like dove into the full reunion. I'm only like the TikTok.
It's only good. Part three.
$3 on Amazon. You have to take
a Xanax. It's like really stressful. It's really
didn't one
crazy.
Of the guys pop a Xanax?
Yeah, he did
like,
in part
before
two.
Before Rachel Raquel came out.
And then they were all like, dude, you have a drug problem. He's like, dude, this is my prescription medicine. He thought it was going to be like a bit. Then they all started like scolding him for it.
I would have been like, can I have one?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Overall vote on this one. You want to take any guesses?
You know what? My guesses are going to be, so I think people want to say that she's an asshole, but everyone's going to say she's not an asshole because they want to be like, oh, I'm above that. And like, I wouldn't care, but they would care. Yeah. So I'm going to say they're going to say she's not an asshole.
Asshole. Overall vote. So your gut was right, though. You said asshole.
I think I would look at her as an asshole, maybe. Not an asshole, kind of just like a weirdo.
Do you think there's a feminist argument here?
There could be. I feel like you can make anything. Like
You can make anything a feminist argument.
I think it's just about like boundaries, too. And I had this like thought in my head where I'm like, I watched Good Luck Chuck the other day with Dane Cook. I've never seen more tits in a movie in my life. And like, I mean, you see stuff, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere. And the argument, it's like, well, you see it on TV. Why can't she just be open? Like breasts aren't inherently sexual. Like, right? There's that argument with like breasts not being sexual and they're over-sexualized.
Yeah, for
but
the
then
nipple.
At the same time, like, it's different when it's on TV versus right in front of you and it's like one of your wife's friends.
I would say maybe she could have just asked her girlfriends, like, do you care if I take my top off?
Yeah, have the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, that's a friend.
I'm going to do it. And they'll be like, oh, don't. Yeah. And she'd be like, all right, cool.
I think you're the asshole for not asking.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you care about your friendship, you would say, is this going to make it weird?
I think it's more so about the consent.
Yeah.
For sure. Top comment on this one. Yeah, I'm going with you're the asshole. You were with friends and probably should have asked if anyone wanted to join in. If not, maybe don't. And maybe leave the area. It's one thing to see strangers topless, but standing there topless in front of a group of friends who are not is kind of weird. Now, every time they look at you, they're going to remember the awkwardness.
Mm. Yeah.
And your
they're
tits.
Always going to see those tits.
Well, she's not getting invited to vacation again.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
That's an absolute.
But we do have a rebuttal here, and it's got a shit ton of awards. So you might actually really be onto something with the overall vote being you're the asshole, but I think people really came in like strong, not the asshole too. So this one says, totally disagree. Going topless is perfectly normal, period. Not the asshole at all. Why should it be okay for men to take off their tops and not women? This is what women fought for in the 70s, equality. If your friends want to sexualize your breast, that's on them and totally uncalled for. But I must add that I'm European. I do believe people from the US are culturally more prude when it comes to women's bodies.
I'd agree that, too.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I mean, hot take. Everyone's saying breasts aren't sexualized. They are. They're, like, sexual things, especially here.
Yeah.
I think in the States, more so. Yeah. Like, I think when you go to Europe and, like, there are a lot more topless beaches, whereas here, like, it's hard to find.
They're way cooler over there.
They are way cooler.
They've got it going on.
They're just progressive.
They've figured it out a lot in a lot of places.
Yeah.
They work 4 days a week.
I love it.
And they don't work during lunch.
Yeah. Honestly, I walking around Paris a couple weeks ago, I was like, what do these people do for work? Everyone is out at those like street cafes, drinking,
isn't everyone
smoking.
So good looking too?
So hot.
Like,
and I've never felt hotter there. Like,
really?
I felt
like I would feel insecure there.
You will like be fawned over. I'm telling you, I don't feel pretty in LA, like at all. Like I live in LA, like it's, there's hot girls on every corner without makeup, like
that's
walking around in
Oh, yeah.
Walking around in their workout fits. I feel like a 2 in LA. Mm. Paris, I felt like a fucking 11.
Oh, fuck shit. Yeah.
Here we go.
These people were.
I feel like this is a hot take. I feel like people always say the opposite of that.
I was expecting people to be so mean to me in France. Because like you hear like if you don't try to speak French, they'll fucking hate you. They won't talk to you. They won't take your order.
We've taken Paris off of our like travelers because we've heard such bad things about it.
I will be Paris's biggest fucking hype girl. I had the time of my life.
I
the
like
this. Time of my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paris.
I want to feel like an 11.
I'll go again.
What the fuck?
I'll go again. I got all the spots down.
The only time I feel like an 11 is in West Virginia.
No, I'm telling you. It is a time. And like we went to this crazy club, like Mansour, or no, wait. Monsieur Blue is really good if anyone's going. Okay. Monsieur Blue. There's one club, though. I'm forgetting the name, and I'll put it in the video, like, on a text, whatever. But we went there, and we had dinner at, like, 11:30. Like, they're still serving food there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And we start, like, we're sitting down waiting for our table, and I look at my friend. I go, Alejandra, stand up. Like, we need to make ourselves more known here. Like, we need to be, like, in this, not like girls sitting in the corner.
Take your top off. Take your top off.
So we immediately stand up. As soon as we stand up, this guy comes over. He goes, do you want champagne while you're waiting? And I go, I fucking told you.
Oh my God. That's so easy. Wow.
So we get the champagne and I start talking to this guy. The most social I've ever been in my life, just trying to make friends over there. And I go, how long have you been working here? I've been the manager of this place for 13 years. I love it. Here's a picture of me and Mariah Carey last night.
Last night?
What? I'm like... I think Selena Gomez was there too.
No. Oh, yeah. She was just over there.
Yeah.
I see Selena in real life.
Same.
So much.
I've been keeping an eye out.
For Selena. Yeah. And so we ended up like getting tequila shots all night, like with these little sparklers, like go to the club after. Fun. Vibes.
Well, let's go.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Us three have to go topless at the beach. It's a pact.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah.
We can wear goggles.
Not taking my cooter out though.
No way.
No kitties out.
Topless on three.
Okay. Moving along. You guys, you've been on a big shroom kick lately, huh?
I can't stop.
My brain.
Last night. No, yeah, the night. Oh, yeah. I went home. And, we've been on a shroom kick, but I went home and no one really does shrooms at home. Yeah. And I went to like my local bar. It was like my cousin's graduation party. And I'm walking around. I'm like, anyone got shrooms? Anyone got shrooms?
Did someone help?
I got a drug dealer and she went, she drove, she got me shrooms bar. Dude, I was walking around feeding this to parents. I was like, you know what? You have one life, guys. And they were all wasted. It was like the end of the night. I'm like, just do it.
Just do it.
I gave them like three dads, two moms, and then I ate the rest of the bar. Yeah. And I was walking around just like checking in on people. I'm like, how you doing? They're like, woo! It was great. Yeah. So I got the whole town doing shrooms. It was really fun.
Oh my God. That's iconic.
It was fun. Yeah. We love shrooms.
Well, yeah. We could just get them. Like I live right above a bodega. You just walk right in and say, shrooms, please. They give you, we have chocolates. The chocolate shrooms.
Bars. Yeah. It's epic.
Oh my God. Are they the Kiva? Okay. So I've been like microdosing a little.
That's fine.
I haven't had my full blown spiritual journey yet.
Yeah.
I've heard the first time, like you need to be in the right place, right time
Right people, don't be out in crowds, like be outside. We had a spiritual awakening.
We sure did.
last week, I think. Yeah. It was like the most every time we trip really hard, we say this is the hardest we've ever tripped, but last time was the most.
It was crazy.
I became the ground. She went skinny dipping by herself in the ocean because she thought it would change her life.
In the dark.
It was a lot.
There was no married men Grace. Around.
Thank God you weren't that like... Shark attack girl, like
oh I know.
No, that was O'Malley. Me. The helicopters were looking for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had quite the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs.
Hey, shrooms are cool.
Yeah. They come from the earth, man.
Well, that's how I feel a little better about them.
Me too.
You guys should start growing your own. I can see that. Mm. A little botanical garden. Dirty.
Yeah, we're bad at things like that though.
I can barely keep
don't
house
have
plants.
A green thumb.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I gotta call my dad and tell him to water my plants.
Exactly.
Okay, so this next one posted 4 days ago from Dangerous Strategy 94. Am I the asshole for getting high so my relatives don't try and pawn their children on me?
Ooh.
I live in British Columbia and my family often hosts at our home because we live on a lake. However, I seem to always get roped into watching the kids, which means I don't get to enjoy my life when we have guests. My husband will drink beer with his brother and dad, and my mother-in-law and sister-in-law will go on winery visits, and I end up at the house responsible for my nieces and nephews. So last weekend, I made sure I was high as fuck when they showed up. My husband and his brother had to watch the kids because I was in no condition. Their mom is pissed at me because she, quote, trusts me to make better choices. I told her that my free time is valuable and I wasn't free childcare. My husband has already had a few, so his brother had to stay sober. Poor baby. My husband thinks I should have tried talking to them again for the 50th time instead of getting fucked up. I think they now know better than to not ask me if I even want to watch their kids. Am I the asshole?
I think there's no world where you're the asshole. You didn't have kids for a reason. You didn't push a kid out of your vagina for a reason because you want to go on vacation and enjoy yourself. What are these asshole parents? Get a fucking nanny.
Fuck them kids.
Right? That's crazy.
Seriously, it's insane.
Like, she didn't have kids for a reason. Why would the fuck are you the designated nanny?
And why is she not getting invited to these wineries?
Yeah. That's my problem.
My question is, how old is she? Is she, like, young? Like, is she, like, 16? And they're like, the 16-year-old has to watch the kids, but she has a husband.
Yeah, married.
Okay, so, yeah, in Texas, I don't know where we are, but.
No ages are mentioned, though. So we don't know how old anyone is in this story.
Okay.
I mean, I think in no world should you go on vacation and just automatically think, this person's going to watch
my kids. Shouldn't be assumed.
Yeah. They're like, the assholes.
They're the assholes.
In every way, shape, every, and form.
I completely agree. I think the husband is probably the biggest asshole. Like,
yeah.
Because it sounds like that's his family, mm-hmm. and he's not stepping in for his wife being like, hey, she's not going to watch your kids, you guys. Like, bring a babysitter with. You're welcome to have a babysitter stay.
Leave the kids at home.
Or that asshole, the other wife that said, you should make better decisions. You're going to the winery. I'm smoking weed. I could be way more chill than you.
Yeah.
I would be pissed. It seems really like they're really taking advantage of her in this situation. And I think the winery would make me feel the worst. Like,
oh my God.
You don't, you just look at me as a babysitter. You don't want to include me in this family outing. Also, like, depending on how old these kids are, like, I've gone to so many vineyards and shit like that, like breweries everywhere. People bring their kids everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's my other thing. So, like, the husband can't have more than two drinks when watching the kids. I'm Irish Catholic. Everyone was fucked up at a family affair.
Two drinks is like, that's not enough.
I was like, relax.
Yeah.
It's very... Well,
the husband sounds like a pussy.
Yeah. She gets the green light to take her tits out on that beach.
Yeah.
Because she gets the okay. Because everyone needs else to is an loose. Asshole.
Yeah.
I'm on her side through and through.
Yeah. Overall vote on this one is not the asshole.
Okay. Yeah.
They're all team get high.
Okay.
All right.
Top comment, not the asshole. And your hubby is the biggest asshole.
Yes.
He was just as happy with the previous scenario because he still got to drink and socialize while you were the one being held hostage to the expectation of forced babysitting duties. He didn't even remain sober to help you watch his nieces and nephews. He held the exact same expectation as his family, that he could drink and schmooze while you chased the kids. And isn't he such a great guy to bring a babysitter for the family? He got all the benefits and goodwill of doing the family a favor while you were stuck with the actual work. He should have put a stop to it from day one. And if he was the one who was stuck with the kids from the beginning, he would have.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would make it a point if I were her. I would start doing like Molly. I'd be like, I cannot watch
these kids. You know
what
I'd also say? I would say, we're not fucking going on vacation with your family anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking hate your family. They don't invite me to the winery. They make me watch their fucking kids.
Yeah.
And your brother's an asshole. He won't even talk to me while I'm watching those kids.
Yeah. It's just unpaid help. That sucks.
It's weird. It's really weird. I wouldn't do vacations at their lake house anymore. I'd be like, hey, we can go to their house or we can get a hotel. We can go elsewhere, but we're not hosting because when we host, I'm automatically put on babysitter duty.
Yeah,
fuck that.
I can't do it.
I hate kids.
We need to take her out for a good time.
So Grace is going to remain child-free.
Yes.
Kids are a lot of work.
Yeah, that was grinding my gears. Just thinking about it. If I was in that scenario, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah,
these
but that
kids.
Speak up for yourself.
It just like wouldn't happen.
Well, there is a comment from someone where they do ask her, like, not the asshole, but come on, you can just say no.
Yeah.
Like, no is a full sentence. It is. And I don't get why she's still doing it, but she responds, I've tried that. But like, I feel like for me, and this is a total me thing, if they kept trying to do it, I would leave. I would get in the car and be like, I'm going to get my nails done.
Yeah.
I'm going to the store.
Excuse.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah.
I'm having some friends come. You guys are going to the winery place yourself. I'm going to have a girlfriend come out and I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Your kids are not my problem.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm calling CPS.
Yeah. Honestly. Like,
you're not a bad mom and a bad grandma.
Banding your kids with me and I'm high, bro.
Yeah, I would not be able to do it. But glad she got the support she needed from Reddit.
Yeah, we got you. We stand with her.
Yeah. Okay, moving along. This is a vintage one.
Ooh.
This is from 4 years ago.
Wow. A little vinty.
Yeah. Titled, Am I the Asshole for Not Wanting My Boyfriend to Use a Fleshlight When He Doesn't Want Me to Use a Dildo? I'm not telling him not to use one to be spiteful because he doesn't want me to use a dildo. At the beginning of our relationship, we both agreed that we're uncomfortable with each other using sex toys. I don't like the idea of him using a tight plastic vagina replica to get off. He doesn't like the idea of me having a penis replica to use on myself, especially if it's larger than him. We agreed and said we wouldn't use them. Fast forward to now, and I find a Fleshlight hidden away in his closet. I wasn't snooping. We are moving in together, and I was helping him pack. I confront him, and he admits that he really likes using one. I tell him that even though I'd love to use a dildo during my alone time, I don't because of his feelings. I feel completely disregarded and disrespected, and also upset that he takes so much joy in pleasing himself with an object. He said he sees it being unfair, so I can now use a dildo if I want. I still don't want him to use a Fleshlight, though. I keep having thoughts on if it's better than my own anatomy. Am I the asshole?
No, you're not the asshole. He's the fucking asshole. In every single situation, he's an asshole. He said you can't use a dildo, and then he's got this little tight pussy tucked in his pocket. Like, are you serious? What a douchebag. The double standard there is insane.
Quite the double standard.
Such a double standard.
And then he said, oh, well, I'm going to keep using it, but you can use a dildo if you want to. Fuck you, bro.
Like, now it's okay because he got caught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, imagine what else he's doing. Yeah. And then when he gets caught, he's going to be like, yeah, you can do that too if you want. Too.
The whole moving in together thing doesn't sound like such a good idea.
Yeah. No. Jesus.
This just seems weird in general. Like, I don't understand people, especially guys, that are so threatened by sex toys.
I know.
It doesn't replace you.
Like, you're a real person.
Yeah.
This is fucking dildo.
I always say, I'm like, it's a teammate, not competition. Mm. Like, yeah. It doesn't have to.
It's never going to be the same as actually having sex.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what if he's out of town?
I think it should have been from the beginning, you can both do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't think there should have been any, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's like,
it's really
strange. But the fact that he said she couldn't and then he was doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
He's insecure and clearly his penis isn't to the size he wants.
Yeah. Well, that's the part that really stuck out to me. He doesn't like the idea of me having a penis replica to use on myself, especially if it's larger than him.
Oh, God.
Like, that really, I was like, okay, so
he's... Small dick energy.
Yeah.
He's insecure.
Yeah, he's insecure. Very insecure.
And I honestly think they both are.
Yeah. Well, then it's like, it's almost unfair because then it makes her feel insecure with... Like, if she probably would have been fine with it to begin with. I don't know if she could use her dildo and he could do that.
Yeah.
But now she's like, well, now I'm thinking about the size and now is it my pussy's not tight enough and all that shit. So this is bad all around. They need to go to couples therapy, I think.
What if it was her pussy mold? Does that change things?
Why don't couples do that? You can get your own dick mold and vagina mold.
How do you do the vagina one?
I think you can only get the outside. I don't know if you can get the inside.
Like, I know you can do the lips.
Yeah.
Because everyone's canals are so different.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you could even do that because would it get it all stuck up there?
I wonder if you'd have to use like...
Maybe put like a silicone thing up there.
Like a condom almost, and then you pump the gel in and let it set and then you pull it out.
Yeah.
Be interested to find out.
Yeah, I guess we'll
do some
Google
that after. You guys go home.
I know what I'm doing.
Them.
I'm going home.
Oh, yeah.
New merch drop, guys. Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder how good a Fleshlight actually feels too. I've always wanted to just like be a guy for a day.
So bad to have sex as a guy.
Just to experience it.
Because it's 30,000 times better than being a girl.
You think so?
Yes. Oh my God, yeah. I mean, okay, men think with their dicks. You can only imagine how good sex feels. Like, sex trumps everything when it comes to men. It has to be electric.
Yeah.
It has to be. And just picture we get something put in us, they get to put their thing in something. A warm, nice little spot. Whether it's
I'm really
a vagina.
Thinking about this back here.
They get to like put their dick in a nice little warm, moist cave. We just get a little warm thing thrown in there and pounded. It's not the same.
I want a penis just to be able to piss anywhere.
That's
facts.
That. Oh my God. The amount of weird places I've had to squat and like.
Drippity dry.
It's all over your ankles.
Oh my God.
It's like, there's no easy way to do it. It's never going to be clean.
No.
And someone's always going to see either the front of your vagina or your asshole from the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just squat. That's why you got to get one of those Diva Cup things.
Yeah.
Have you tried one?
No, I want one.
I really want to try one. And
I just
want
to try one.
Just keep it on your person.
Yeah. I don't know how much I would use it.
I'm so curious. I'm so curious by all of this. This whole conversation has been really enlightening for me. I do wish I could have sex as a guy. I just thinking about too how easy it is for them to have an orgasm too.
I know.
And it's like, it's so hard for us. And like, I talked about in a past episode how like I have friends that are like, some of them are almost 30 or over 30 and mm-hmm. still haven't had an orgasm.
Oh gosh.
And yeah. And someone commented on, I think it was the YouTube, and they were just like, thank you for like talking about this. Like I'm 34 and still haven't had an orgasm. And I think like it is so much harder as a like a woman.
And it's
having,
because of the stigma of like girls just they fake it. And yeah. then it's like they're scared to tell a guy like what to do. Like
it's
I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't want to tell you. I'm like, yeah, this is great because they're enjoying themselves so much. So I'm like, yeah, I love it. But I haven't came in God knows fucking 6 years. So it's like, I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm scared to be like, do this, do that.
Yeah.
So it's it sucks.
Are you still having trouble?
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm broken, I think, in a lot of ways.
No. Okay, have you tried?
No. Okay, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Absolutely fucking not.
Have you tried Pure Romance Oat Cream?
No, I have not. Oh, God, I gotta get this cream.
It's a winning serum.
Yeah, Jesus, that seems like a good serum.
This is literally the whole reason I was able to have, like, my first orgasm.
Oh, wow.
It's like this heightening, enhancing cream, and it like okay. enhances all the nerve cells like on your clit.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and it's incredible. I've tried, like, I've product tested a bunch of other things. I also have this one specific vibrator I order. So I'm gonna turn this around and show you my Amazon order history.
Okay. I can make myself come. I just can't do it with someone else. Oh, okay.
Are you losing them a lot?
I wear them out.
Oh, okay.
With a yeah. top off?
Yeah. I've ordered 14 of these vibrators.
Oh, those are separate orders.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm just like confused. Oh, okay. Like, okay. Where are they?
her vagina has swallowed them.
So I have, I don't want to travel with them anymore. So I have one in Minnesota at my house there.
Okay.
I have one in California. Well, a couple in California because like they wear themselves out. But I've also ordered them for my friends.
Oh, so, okay. Like, you're a good friend.
I give them out like, just a party favor.
Wow, that's awesome. I wish you had some for us. You should do that for your guests.
I should.
And that's a sponsorship.
Yeah.
I've reached out to them and asked them if they wanted to do a deal. Nothing.
Well, they after they see all these orders, they should really
you
answer
would
you.
Think, but okay, your gift will come after this episode. You can write back and okay. let me know what you think.
We'll
personally.
Write a Reddit thread on it.
Yeah, yes. That would be great. I think it would really help my listeners. But I think everyone should have toys, like especially like going back to this story. Like, I don't think it's shameful at all. I think you honestly should have toys.
Yeah.
At least something. I don't care if it's a little bullet just to rub on your clit if you don't want to put anything inside. Like, you should have something.
Yeah.
Especially if you've never had an orgasm. Like, you should figure out how to make yourself.
Yeah. And then it makes you more comfortable with your body. And then you figure out what works and what doesn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, it's a toys, man.
I love toys. Okay, moving.
Oh, I have a funny story. Sorry, I just thought of it.
Let's go, Grace.
Vibrator, first time I bought it, right?
Yeah.
It's in my backpack.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at work. Because I just came from the airport and it was just in my backpack from traveling. I'm talking to my boss.
What kind of job is this?
Barstow Sports. Okay. With all the fellas.
Okay, okay.
The most acceptable place for it, though.
One of my bosses, my backpack just breaks. the strap just breaks. It falls on the ground. It just starts vibrating. And I've never been more horrified in my life.
She's calling. I'm upstairs. She's calling me. Where are you? I need to tell you what just happened. This is so humiliating.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm like, no one knew what it was, though. I don't think. But you did, so it makes it worse.
Like, everyone knows toothbrush. What it was. What do you
it's
mean?
It's a toothbrush.
I don't know. I feel like you were overthinking it.
Yeah.
Well, boys aren't love guys, but sometimes they're not. Like, they don't put two and two together.
Yeah.
Like, they could have a cat in front of them and be like, what cat?
It was a woman, though.
It was a woman. Yeah. That was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she knew.
Yeah. I'm going to say, like, I don't want to make you
she
feel
totally,
bad.
No, she totally
the
knew.
The woman knew, yeah.
It's a big old joke.
All right,
who cares? And she sure knows now after,
I'm
you
sure
know,
she
this.
Has one, too. She's a cool woman.
She's got it going on.
She's a cool woman.
Yeah. I feel like everyone has one nowadays, but apparently not. So,
yeah, I guess they're not allowed to.
Yeah. Overall vote on this one was everyone sucks.
Yeah.
They were just like, they were like, fuck both of you.
Yeah,
they
don't, honestly.
They don't really care for these people. Everyone sucks here. You both need to grow up. Using sex toys is completely normal and healthy. Both of you obviously want to use them. The only thing in your way are your attitudes. It's silly to be jealous of an inanimate object. You are not being replaced. You are not second best. You do not have to compete with a piece of silicone.
That's facts. Yeah.
That's just like some relationship drama that they got.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the people that have those like lifelike sex dolls though?
I think you're a fucking freakazoid, personally.
That's a little far for me.
You are a freakazoid. A whole sex doll is crazy.
And they look, if you just quick glanced at one, you'd be like, that's a person.
Yeah.
That's literally a person.
I'm so for get as many fleshlights as you want. Do whatever. Get all your cock rings. Do whatever you need. But a sex doll's like, can't you have sex with a person?
No.
Yeah, that's why it's like, that's why it's like, gross. No.
So I should throw mine away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I think the torsos are even creepier where it's not the full doll.
Oh, it's just the fuck. You're just fucking the fuck.
It gives like murderer vibes. It gives Dexter.
Yeah, it's giving like Army Hammer type of vibes.
What's his name? Ted Bundy with the mannequins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
what? And shit.
That's not Ted Bundy.
Oh, it's the other murderer.
What's his name? Glasses. Dahmer.
Dahmer.
Yeah. When he was doing the mannequins and he was cutting them off.
I watched the first episode of that Netflix show and after that I was done. I couldn't. I was like, I can't.
I saw it through.
It was disturbing.
Yeah, it was disturbing. Yeah, the dolls are just like, that's just like kind of like two next level where it's like, fucking, you're a weirdo. You're pervert to me. You're pervert.
You're perverted.
Yeah. That, I'm going to be honest, that's a kink I can't get behind. And I saw a video of someone who wheeled his sex doll to the bar with him in a wheelchair.
Ugh.
So he brought his doll with him to the bar and it's just like slumped.
Full of cum.
You shake that thing and
how do you even clean that?
You can milk that thing.
Okay, I'm pulling a total 180. This is not a story I was going to read with you guys.
Okay.
But I've never read it on the podcast ever.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Now that you started talking about this, I think I'm gonna pull it up.
Pull it fucking up.
Let's take that twist. Let's
pull it up.
I feel like this one might need a trigger warning.
Okay, we'll put it in. Trigger warning. It's going to get bad.
What would you even put? Trigger warning. Coconut violation.
Trigger warning. Bodily fluids and maggots.
So it goes, today I fucked up by coming into a coconut.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Anyways, around 8 years back, I lived in northern I lived in northern Mozambique, a coastal southern African country with quite a warm climate. My mother at the time was going through a health nut phase and only buying foods she deemed healthy enough. One of these was coconuts. She would buy several coconuts a week to use in food from the local market. One day, I hear my mother is going to be out for pretty much the entire afternoon. Horny me decides that it would be a fantastic idea to fuck a coconut. Honestly, to this day, I can't fathom why I thought that would be a good idea. But my train of thought back then was clearly somewhat clogged. I end up grabbing the
foreshadowing.
Coconut. Just wait. I ended up grabbing the coconut drill and through 20-ish minutes of concerted effort, end up creating a hole large enough for me to stick my porker into.
Oh, God, man. Okay.
I decide it required some lube and grab the nearest slippery thing. Some butter, before shoving it into the coconut, followed shortly by my meat.
Oh, man.
I fuck the coconut, and it actually feels pretty damn good, so I blow my load, shove the coconut under my bed, and continue about my day. For the next week, the coconut is my savior. Whenever I want to get off, I simply take it out and fuck it in its delightfully tight hole, made better each time by accumulating volumes of semen and butter, acting as a lubricant.
Fuck, man. This guy's fucked.
It's a lot.
It's heaven.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It's heaven. This little
pork and meat in heaven.
Oh, God.
About a week and a bit after the initial coconut fuck. I got my Botox touched up in my lip and I can't fucking talk.
Coconut fuck.
I had been using it pretty much every day since then. I began to notice a few more flies than usual, as well as an odd, unpleasant smell about my room.
Shit, buddy. Creepy. Making a fucking cooking recipe under your bed.
Must be the coconut, right?
Right.
So.
Obviously. Is it not? Like, what? Plot twist?
So I decide that I'll fuck it once more before I throw it out and get a new one. Worst mistake I ever made.
Maggots?
You see, the reason for the increased number of flies was that the coconut was evidently, in hindsight, a nearly perfect place to lay eggs.
Oh.
As I penetrate the coconut one last time, I begin to feel a strange wiggling.
He's writing this like fan fiction. Just, that's fucking weird to begin
He's
with.
He's getting off writing it.
Yeah. He is. As I began to penetrate the coconut one last time, I began to feel a strange wriggling sensation.
Oh, fuck you.
Puzzled, Jesus. I pull my cock out to discover that it is covered in rotted and moldy butter and semen and teeming with tiny fucking maggots.
I hate maggots.
They were wriggling all over my dickhead, and some were even trying to force their way up into my urethra.
Of course they were. He's checking it. They're fucking coming out. Jesus.
This guy needs to go away.
Turns out I'm allergic to coconut water, and my dick swelled up and blocked the hole. I panicked and ripped my cock out, which cut it horribly. So here's the lesson. Don't fuck coconuts.
No shit, brother.
I mean, if you're gonna fuck a coconut, fuck it once and throw it away, man.
Yeah.
Don't put it under your bed. You said your mom has plenty of coconuts.
Yeah, she's on a health kick.
She's on plenty of coconuts. This poor fucking woman. That's
Jesus
her son.
Jesus Christ.
God, his cock, his meat, his porker.
There's maggots coming out of his
urethra.
Dick.
Jesus
Oh my
Christ.
God.
It was the best feeling he ever felt, though.
He's fucking around with his porker.
That's a bad, gross man.
This did feel like fanfic, now that you mentioned
it. Doesn't it feel like fanfiction? Why are you writing it like that, you weirdo?
He took a lot of pride in writing this.
He was fucking a coconut while I was writing it.
Is there any age here?
No, that's what I was thinking,
like,
too.
Like, 14-year-olds, like, yeah. But now, like, he's saying it in past tense.
Seems like he's 25.
Seems like he's still fucking
coconuts. Or he's, like, at his parents' house, like, he's, like, old, too old.
Well, he still lives with mom. That's where he got the coconuts. So, mm-hmm. There's, you know.
If he could, he would have a sex doll.
Yeah.
Totally. And he wouldn't clean it.
Absolutely.
The fact that he used butter as lube is insane.
Yeah. Well, so people, like, on Reddit, too, they really went off with this. Like, a lot of people tried it.
Yeah.
A lot of people tried watermelons, but this person tried it, and it's titled, "Today I Fucked Up by Not Listening to a Today I Fucked Up Post and Getting My Dick Stuck in a Coconut." And they even drew a picture. They drew a picture of what it looked like. So they got it in, but then when they went to pull back their head, it didn't come out.
Ouch, man.
Can
That's
you imagine?
Tough.
So you gotta go to the fire department.
Yeah,
cock
literally.
Out.
Yeah.
Coconut in.
Or when it gets all soft, can we pull them out?
Mm.
Right?
You would think.
Because
they do get quite small.
Yeah, they get a lot smaller.
Yeah, I'm so fascinated by growers.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy to go so little to then so big.
It's really crazy.
Who does that? Blowfishes.
Yeah,
but who else?
Well, yeah, that's a good thing about vaginas, I guess. We can't get them stuck anywhere.
But haven't you, I feel like it's been on a Grey's Anatomy episode where some guy had his dick pierced and they got stuck.
Ooh.
I feel
like where they got UDGOs or something.
Oh my
God. I
don't
have one of those.
I feel like that's been an episode on
I see people always get shit stuck in their ass.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Aerosol cans.
Yeah. I follow this account and it's just like a bunch of yucky stuff. This is usually what I show you, the account stuff. But a lot of the accounts is like they get really things stuck up their ass. Like some girl was sticking a fucking a little toy car up there. And like she was like, oh, yeah, the wheels felt really good in my ass. And then it went up and then you can't get it out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's scarier to get stuff stuck up in you.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you can get out of the coconut. You just smash it a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
It's hard to break, though. I've been on a big Survivor kick.
Okay.
And they really have to hack those coconuts with a machete to get it open.
Have you ever tried?
I haven't.
It's insane.
I feel like it would be very hard.
Yeah, that's what I was like, I don't know how you would really fuck a coconut.
You gotta get the drill going.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like the edges would still scratch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta carve
sandpaper it.
Yeah.
You would.
What the hell?
Yeah. You absolutely would, which at that point, it's too much work.
Yeah,
just get a pocket pussy.
Exactly.
Just get a pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Can't get a pocket pussy when you're living with your mother, though. It's almost impossible.
You can get drill a fucking coconut.
She's gone all day.
Under your bed.
I feel like you could get away with it.
I feel like your mom would be more okay with finding, he has a pocket pussy, than he's fucking my coconuts with maggots in it.
Can you imagine if she would have found it in his room and tried to crack it open? Like, oh, my coconut.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it's full of semen and fucking maggots.
He's giving 20-year-old because the fact he used butter and he didn't even have lube or lotion.
Yeah.
He's giving very young.
Yeah.
There were flies coming out of it. What the fuck did
and
you
he
think?
And still put it in.
Where there's flies, there's
maggots.
This is
maggots. Why when we say a guy is always a hole is a hole.
Yeah, quite literally a hole is a hole. That's what they think.
No.
That's why sex with a dick has got to be amazing if you're fucking a maggot-filled coconut.
Case in point.
Because we would never, if we saw flies coming out, we wouldn't say it's worth it.
Nah.
No.
But they would say, oh, that feeling's
just
worth
one more
it.
Time.
Oh. It's different.
God, I need like a shot after that one.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
I've read it a long time ago, and I've never read it on the podcast. Like, I've been doing this for 2 years and saved it for you two.
Wow.
I'm glad.
Honored.
Yeah, we needed that.
But like, wow.
I'm glad you guys are okay listening.
Really put the lime in the coconut and shook it all up.
Yeah. Oh, gross, man.
I feel like this one might need a trigger warning.
Okay, we'll put it in. Trigger warning. It's going to get bad.
What would you even put? Trigger warning. Coconut violation.
Trigger warning, bodily fluids and maggots.
Porco meat gets stuck in cocoa.
Oh. I kind of like, that's the name of a cool movie, I think.
I've seen that one on Pornhub.
Oh my God.
That's a little pump song.
I literally, the hotel I'm staying at, now that you say that, it actually has like an X-rated, like you click through and it's
oh,
like.
That's so yeah. old-fashioned.
It's so old-fashioned. I'm like, I'm not expecting this for the Mondrian. What the hell? And one of them was like, oh, it's too big. It's stuck. That's what the title is.
That's the his. There he goes.
That's him.
Not that you were looking.
No.
No, of course I look. Of
she
course.
She has 14 dildos in her bag.
Okay, moving along. We'll calm down a little bit here.
Okay.
This one is coming from our very own Two Hot Takes subreddit, posted 23 days ago.
Okay.
It's from Rainy Day Pen, titled, I hate my engagement ring. My husband doesn't know. I, 25 female, and my husband, 24 male, have been together for over 3 years. We got engaged last winter and have been married now for 6 months. I hate the ring. He wanted a traditional engagement. Picked the ring himself, talked to my family first, one knee, etc. I showed him many photos of rings I liked. We even shopped together and picked a few we both loved. He ended up proposing with a ring that looks nothing like anything we had picked together. He told me later he showed his mom photos of what I liked, and in short, she disagreed. She didn't like that we had picked lab-created or moissanite stones. She also told him the shapes I liked were dated. IG, her engagement ring had one of these dated shapes originally, and she recently spent thousands to have it reset with a big, modern pear shape. She pushed him for real diamonds, which blew his budget, so my husband picked a tiny diamond, pear, halo, with stones around the band, similar to his mom's, just smaller. I hate it. I struggle with sensory issues, and the side stones pinch my fingers. I think about it all day, every day. I sometimes have to take it off while driving because it hurts to hold anything. I've worn the ring out of loyalty for my husband since he proposed. I bought my own wedding band, and the ring is little enough I can hide it in a stack of other rings. I feel like a brat for hating it. It was far too expensive to be as ugly and poorly crafted as it is. I have to have it serviced almost monthly because the prongs on the side bend and snag my clothing. The jeweler I consult with has told me this can't be fixed due to the size. He warned me that I will lose stones, likely most of them on the band, if a single prong breaks. It's a constant reminder my husband picked his mom's taste over mine for a symbol of our commitment. I would rather have green fingers from something meaningful than this purist crap.
That's a mama's boy. Moms and their sons are weird.
I feel, okay, the mom saying that the ring is outdated. You're outdated, mommy. And second of all, I feel like it's not the husband's fault because he was like, I trust my mom. Like, she's a girl. She knows what she's talking about. But also, if you're married to this person, you should be able to have a conversation and say, hey, let's get a ring that I like for the same price. You're married.
Yeah.
You're doing the rest of your life together. You shouldn't be scared to have that conversation.
No.
And it seems like if there's like actual physical issues that are hurting her with the ring, I think it's easy to bring up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All your clothes are getting snagged on it too?
Because at first I wanted to say, like, I just think people get too crazy about their rings. I personally think, like, I understand, like, it's your wedding ring, you want it to be awesome, whatever. I personally am not fully in on that. I'd be happy with anything I got. So at first I wanted to say she's
anything?
An asshole.
Anything?
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
Really?
I'm just happy to get married. If I can. It's hard out here. But I was gonna say she's an asshole, and then I heard all the rest of this, and she is not the asshole in my eyes.
Yeah, I don't think she's an asshole, but like, if you just want to, it's not like she's asking for a bigger, more expensive ring.
No.
She just thinks, she just doesn't like the ring that she has to wear for the rest of her life.
Well, and the thing is, like, he technically could have probably spent less by getting her moissanite. Like,
oh, yeah, that's
like,
the thing.
She didn't want a real diamond. She wanted lab-created or a moissanite, but the mom, like, kind of shamed him, which I totally relate to. Like, my mom was a jewelry store manager for, like, 19-something years, and when I told her I wanted a moissanite, she was immediately like, no, absolutely not. That's gross. Really? She shamed me.
Wait, like, I have a question. I don't know if you have the answer, but does moissanite actually turn your fingers green?
No, no. Okay. The thing that would turn your fingers green is like the band.
Okay.
But even like me, like when I am like close to getting my period or on my period, even like my real gold, like my Cartier ring, will turn my finger green.
Really? Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know why.
Iron?
I don't know. It's something to do with that. There's some science for sure. It's above my pay grade.
Yeah, I've heard shit the iron about
thing.
Fuck.
I think you're right. I've heard the iron thing.
Yeah,
sometimes I am.
When you're iron deficient. But like, so
four
I went.
4 months salary, right? Is what a ring should cost.
How much?
4 or 3 months salary.
That's what they say. And I feel bad for any guy. Like, have you seen the TikTok videos where they're questioning the girls and they're like, it needs to at least be 60K. And I'm like,
oh God, I don't.
How?
I don't want a 60K ring.
This is where I guess, I'm like, what the hell?
That's for me.
I just want something that I think looks pretty.
Exactly.
I don't care how much it costs.
That's where I'm at.
Oh, I actually think it's a year's worth salary.
Jesus Christ, these people are crazy.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Yeah. No, so I went moissanite and we found this amazing jeweler, like downtown LA jewelry district. Because like you go there and it's cheap. You're like, you're getting it for a deal.
Yeah. Wait, so you already have your engagement ring, but you're not engaged?
I got to pick it out.
Okay.
Because he knows I'm not like Grace. I'm a little crazy.
Yeah.
And if I got
That's fair. It's not like you're asking for anything crazy.
No.
You just want it. You want to like it.
I want to like it. Like, I have to wear this thing, and I want to wear it, and I want to love it. I don't
want
to
be like, look, yeah.
I don't want to be in this position where you got me something I don't like. It's
you're
hurting my finger.
You're like, this is ugly.
I think a lot of people like our age are doing that now.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, why buy into this diamond industry? It's a false, like, the whole diamond, like, value is because of what the jewelry industry made it.
This is fascinating.
There's not a scarcity of diamonds.
Like, valuable, yeah.
They're not rare.
No.
At all.
No.
They're pretty abundant.
I want like a green ring or something, but I'll have some crazy
Ooh,
shit.
Yeah. Emerald?
Yeah.
Like emerald. So pretty. And you can get moissanite emeralds, technically.
Really?
And you get them real big. Like,
Ooh.
Big out. Yeah. Ooh. There's a lot. Moissanite?
I'm never getting married.
I love. You don't think so?
No way. I want to have kids. But I want to be a single mom.
We're going to roll the tapes. I'm going to say 6 years because you're how old?
23. About to be 24.
6 years.
Okay.
Six years. We're going to roll the tapes.
I'm sure I will, but I'll be divorced a few times, I think.
Yeah. I think it's okay.
I think more people should get divorced.
Yeah, me too.
Way more people. So we do have an update on this one.
Oh, okay.
But the top comment is, you need to be honest with your husband. Otherwise, you'll just keep getting shitty gifts that he thinks he's doing A+ on. Hmm. While it's small in the grand scope of things, it becomes a bigger issue when you guys are struggling. I just have a problem with the fact he listened to his mom over you.
Especially because they went shopping together.
Yeah,
together.
Like he knew what she wanted.
But then I'm like, did he just think like, oh, mom knows?
I could see that side of it. But I also like have that whole thing where some guys are really weird with
I
their moms.
I dated a mama's boy.
Yeah.
My favorite word, and everyone on this podcast definitely hates it by this point, is enmeshment. Where like a mom, especially like moms that get divorced or like have a tough time with their partner, like their partner isn't super supportive.
Yeah.
They'll raise their son to be their ideal partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this whole thing called enmeshment. And I love these stories about the mama's boys that just like give off enmeshed vibes.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that should have got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure. So for the update, thank you all for the comments and support. Everyone says it, but I didn't think this would get that much attention. A few days ago, I stopped wearing my ring. After the last repair, it's in my jewelry box. I've been wearing my wedding band in a stack by itself for now. My husband noticed and complimented my wedding band while I was driving on a short road trip together over the weekend. I explained that my engagement ring pinches bad while I drive, and I decided I would only wear it on special occasions to protect the stones. He's been aware of all of the repairs. He then laughed a bit and told me, quote, you could just not wear it at all. Keep it for sentimental value. I was a bit taken aback. So I asked him if he had purchased insurance for it, like we had discussed, after we got engaged. He apologized for telling me he would, but he decided it wasn't worth it to him a long time ago. He was waiting for the ring to wear out or me to stop wearing it because he's wanted to replace it since he bought it. And he wants to upgrade that bad boy as often as he can.
Oh, he's got to win.
He's a good guy.
He's a real good guy.
Yeah.
He came back around.
Yeah.
His mom probably passed away.
In all of my avoidance to protect his feelings, it didn't occur to me that he didn't like the ring either. As I suspected, he honestly thought his mom's taste would be better. The conversations compounded, and it made him second-guess himself. After he confessed he didn't like it, I confessed the style isn't mine, and it makes me think of his mom. We laughed together.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
This is like a wholesome update. I really like this.
I'm really happy for them.
He explained he's already been saving for something special for a while, but told me to pick myself out something silver I can wear comfortably in the meantime. I'd marry him again with a twist tie. I wish I wouldn't have danced around the fear of hurting his feelings for so long. Live and learn.
Oh, rest in peace, Mama.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
So cute.
Do they usually give updates?
Sometimes, if you're lucky.
I'm happy about this update.
This is good.
This is good.
Yeah.
I was all like hot and bothered before.
They seem like they have a good marriage.
They got a good thing going on.
He's a good guy.
They won't get divorced.
I knew we thought Mama was just right.
Yeah.
She wasn't. Yeah.
And like, it's hard. It's a big step, a big decision. So like, trying to rely on people you're close with and like maybe do have a healthy relationship with, but just like, you're struggling, you're nervous, you're anxious. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, well, my mom should know, right? Like, she's been married, she has a ring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you trust her judgment.
You trust her.
It's one of those things.
I think maybe I don't care about my ring just because my parents don't wear their rings. They got married so young and now they're like, my fingers are too fat. Yeah. Can't wear my rings. Also, I don't think they really need... They should probably get divorced. But but I just didn't see rings growing up, so I don't even look for them. Like, you know how people, like, look?
The first thing I look at a bar.
Really?
Absolutely.
I don't look either. But I think maybe... How old are you?
29.
Maybe is it an age thing?
I don't think so, because I looked in college. Like, we would... And even right after college. So I would go out in Minneapolis. We had this area, like, uptown. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, everyone moved from, like, Dinky Town, where University of Minnesota is, to uptown. It was like
Dinky Town. I like Dinky Town.
It's a vibe. It's so fun. If you ever do like a college tour, put Dinky Town on your list.
University That's my number one right now. It's Paris then Dinky Town.
Yeah. It's so fun. And so you kind of like did this transition, and like even then I remember going in uptown and there was this one guy that like kept like hitting on me. And I like was asking him, like, how old are you? Like, cause your hair, he was already like grayed out, like silver fox. And I'm like, how old are you? And he's like, oh, I'm 27. I grayed really early. And I looked at his hand and I'm like, why do you have a ring? And so after that, every time I'm like, ring.
Oh, yeah.
Ring.
That's fair.
It's first it's ring, then it's teeth.
Mm.
Okay.
And then it's everything else.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I never have really looked for rings, but I guess in New York, I feel like no one's married.
Yeah.
At least the people we hang out with.
That's LA too. Like, it's Peter Pan syndrome out there where, like,
everyone's just like young friends.
Yeah. Everyone. Yeah. Like, people do not settle down like until they're 40.
I know. And I went home to Boston this weekend and everyone had their children.
Yeah.
Everyone's married. Everyone's having baby showers and they're like 24.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, it's just a different life.
It is a different life. And I had someone ask me like recently, because all of my friends that are in Minnesota married, starting to have kids. And I am like, not near that.
Yeah.
And someone asked me, they're like, do you feel inadequate? And I'm like, ouch.
Oh, yeah, okay, who's this?
Or do you feel unfulfilled because you didn't get to live your own life and you have children at 24? Fuck you.
I was just like,
inadequate.
I don't.
Inadequate.
And it was
stabbed to the heart.
It was that word, right? Where it was like, it wasn't like, do you feel like you're missing out on anything? Like, do you wish like you would have stayed in Minnesota and would have progressed that
way? You're 29.
And well, that's what I was kind of in my head.
I'm like, you're 45 and didn't have kids yet.
I'm not dead. Like,
I'm able-bodied.
I'm looking pretty good for 29.
What the fuck?
Like, you know, I need my neck lift, but we'll get there.
I can do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Yeah, there's no time for shit.
Like, I was really, really confused by the question. I'm like, I don't knock people for getting married at 25 and having kids. So why are you knocking me for being 29 and doing my thing?
Yeah, it's weird.
I think like let people live their lives and have the stages they want to have.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. People just live different paths. Like, especially if you're in LA, it's a different life. Like, when I go home and all my friends are married and having kids, I'm like, yeah, because that's what everyone home does.
Yeah.
Like, that's the life they want to live, but I don't want to live that. So we can't hate on each other.
No. I also think it's, like, really good to have in the back of your head, like, there's not a time limit for anything you do in life.
Especially not now.
Like, yeah. Like, there was back whenever, and, like, that's just how society was, but, like, to still go by those rules is just silly.
Yeah.
I know. I watched Mona Lisa Smile recently with Julia Roberts. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
I don't think so.
Okay, put on your list, girls. We're going to get you cultured here.
Okay.
It's like this movie where she's a teacher at this college, but it's really interesting because, like, the women will, like, get married and then be done with school. And, like, there's kind of this understanding that once a woman gets married, they don't really have to continue with their studies. You just, like, pass them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not like that. She's like, no, fuck this. Like, if you're going to be in my class, you're going to do the work. And, like, I don't care if you get married. If you get married, honestly, I think you're selling yourself short. Like, fuck this. Great movie. And I watched that and I'm like, God, like, that is really sad. Like, that all these women were was, like, tied to marriage and what they could provide for their husband and how good of a mom they were and how good of a cook they were. And, like, now we have so many more identities and, like, options.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy that some people still think like that, though. It's, like, crazy.
When you go down south, a lot of those girly girls, they're in school to meet a football player or a basketball player or something like that.
Oh, my God. Have you watched did the Bama documentary come out yet?
Yeah, it was
terrible.
It just wasn't what you thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah. I had high hopes. I wanted to see it just trashed.
Someone's got to, like, do that for real.
But I've been saying it for years.
Because you legally get, like, you won't be able to put the footage out.
Yeah.
You got to find, like, ex-sorority sisters that have been, like, kicked out.
I know.
That are willing to talk.
But, or you need, like, to find legally, like, a president of one of the sororities.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't believe or stand for this anymore. That like lets you in or something.
Yeah.
But you put it out, you get sued up the ass. These people have more money than God. It's crazy.
That's why they couldn't put anything out.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was in a sorority at the University of Minnesota, but, like, I was the worst. You're supposed to go to Monday night meetings, like, every Monday, your whole career. I went to two.
Oh, God.
Did you get fined up the ass?
No.
No?
I don't know why they kept me. I really don't. I'm like, I think about it daily because I have a girl coming on later this week that got kicked out of her sorority.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's so easy to get kicked out and yet they kept me? I was the worst.
Maybe you were just awesome.
Flew under the radar?
No, I went to formal and got so fucked up I was throwing up in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Like, you weren't even supposed to. I don't know either. And it's not like I had a podcast at the time. Like, I was just this little random nobody.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For what? I gave them stress and they got nothing out of
because
me.
Because you're sisters.
Sisters.
Stick together for life.
Alpha Phi AOE. No, it's cool. Okay, we ready to move on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This one is a month old from Throwaway Cheater Hub. It's titled, My Husband is Having an Affair with Our Best Friend.
What?
Before I get into this, I'm sorry for any spelling or grammar errors. I only have 5 minutes to write this. My husband and our best friend, Daisy, have been in a friend group since nursery, pre-K school. We are now 35.
Jesus Christ.
But I found out last week they were fucking on and off for around 10 years. I found out because I saw her knickers in our room. He then admitted to the affair, and he begged for me back, but I said no. I then went to her house and ended up slapping her. The worst thing for me is that we have 3 kids, 16, 13, 6, and I don't want to have to play a happy family. That was the original post. That's it.
Oh, wow. You should have curb stomped her and not slapped her and get a divorce. Fuck. I feel like, dude, whenever there's like that childhood best friend, they're always fucking. Or they think, like, in their head, they think that they should end up being together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boys and girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like when you, because always when it's like, well, we're childhood best friends, we grew up together. And then, like, you're like secretly in love always.
So the 3 of them were always best friends.
Yeah, since pre-K.
Oh,
that's,
and they were fucking for 10 years.
10 years. That's,
oh, that's a...
Their oldest is 16.
Yeah.
That's a heartbreak.
Oh.
How long have you guys been friends?
Since 13
years. 13? 14 years. Yeah.
So add 10 years. Imagine one of you's married.
Fuck my husband.
Can you, like, what do you do? Like, you
that's
lost
That's, like,
your...
worse than, like, death. Like, that's worse than her dying. Because, like, Cause then you you're lose... still alive, but you're dead to me.
You lose both your husband and your best friend.
That. Yeah. Your whole world in an instant shattered.
Oh, everything you have.
Of course her name was fucking Daisy, too.
Daisy.
Well, and it's
that's
like,
a cheating bitch.
It does. I love the name Daisy, but I'm like, fuck you. And it like, it's hard because, like, if your husband cheats on you, it fucking sucks for sure. Getting cheated on sucks. But you at least then, like, you have your friends to turn to.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was talking about this with you and I was texting you about the fucking, what is the show?
Scandal.
Vanderpump. Oh my God. Yeah.
I was like, cheating happens. Like, sadly, it's normal. A lot of people cheat. But, like, the fact that it was your best friend fucking your boyfriend or your husband, that is and just then, like a knife with a twist and a shotgun to the head.
And it's delusional to still remain friends and
doing
act
it.
Like everything's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just that's be doing that on the back end of
betrayal.
Things.
It's like
crazy.
You come over to my house and we talk and we're best friends, but you're fucking my husband.
Like I'm like you're leaving and you're fucking the husband.
Yeah. It's like how do you ever trust anyone again after that? You're gonna have trust issues for the rest of your life.
And you
like,
would.
It's not easy to make friends when you're an adult.
Especially, you already had your best friend.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really hard to make friends.
It's gut-wrenching.
I feel so bad for her.
I know. I feel terrible. We do have a small update.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I haven't
read
it. That's
going to be
know,
good.
Guys.
They
yeah.
already did the bad stuff.
I hope she left him.
Here's the actual update. My daughters saw me cry in my room, and I ended up admitting to them what happened. Mm. Daughters are 16 and 13.
I was going to say the 16-year-old's probably going to have her back now.
Yeah.
They were extremely mad at their dad and Daisy. My oldest called Daisy to ridicule her, and Daisy started crying on the phone. Both my teenagers have been ignoring their dad and not listening to a word he says. I'm not here to paint myself out to be an innocent victim who did nothing wrong, because that's not true. Ever since I found out, I've been treating him like shit. I've been forcing him to go to the shops to get me very specific things. Then I get mad and make him go back to get something else, and it goes on and on. I'm not sure why I do this. There's so much worse I can do. I just want to inconvenience his life in little ways. I've also kicked him off the bed, and I've made him sleep on our sofa. It's super uncomfortable to sleep in, especially for him. We have a guest bedroom, but I've been forcing him on the sofa. Until I move into my mom or dad's house, I'm going to just keep annoying him. Why are you moving out?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Make him move out. A lot of people were wondering what I'm going to tell my 6-year-old. To tell the truth, I have no idea. But I think when I move into my mom or dad's, I'll say something. Thank you for reading my update, although it's not that interesting.
She's far too nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's just no way to go about it, like having your kids be mean to the dad and stuff. It's just like separate from the situation. Yeah,
you can't involve your kids.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, of course they're going to be mad at the dad.
Yeah.
But then if you just like feed into it, it's like, then you're going to make them pick sides and like, that's still their dad. Mm-hmm. It should be a you problem.
But Kim Kardashian says it best.
Yeah.
She won't say anything bad about Kanye.
I don't know how she does it. I think I saw a video recently where she was like, yeah, we're in the car and they want to listen to their dad.
I know.
And put it on. I'm like, after everything he's said about her in the media and just like how much he's downward spiraled and like threatening her boyfriends, making music, saying I'm gonna kill him, videos, like
saying really bad stuff about everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it. And like, I know like she's not perfect. She's fucked over a lot of people, but it's very admirable to be able to separate that and not involve your kids.
And she said like she'll, and her kids are younger, but She said she'll just, like, let them decide what they
when
think of
to
him.
Ask,
when
yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, North knows, because I feel like she's kind of, she seems like a chronically online kid.
I know. And Kim said in this season, she's like, North has no idea. Like, she has seen nothing. She has never known anything. And I'm like, how?
She's always
on TikTok, too.
Yeah.
And you're always chatting away about something.
Yeah. I don't know. Just that I don't believe at all.
Well, and you know, like, For You page, like,
that's what I'm saying. You can't
mention one thing.
You can't block things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wonder. I feel like she's definitely seen stuff. Her For You page is probably so targeted with like Kanye West.
Yeah.
Like, but like Kim. Like, it's,
yeah, for sure. And then I'm like, okay, so is someone always monitoring her while she's on it? But no way.
Well, remember one of Kim's kids was playing like Minecraft, and I don't know how that works, but somehow there was like
the
picture of her sex tape on there.
Yeah.
Somehow.
was what? The youngest like, ones or saint or something.
It was, yeah, one of them.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's like,
I think one of the, I heard something too where one of them went to school and one of the friends like said like, oh, do you know how your mom got famous?
Oh God.
I think it was North, like at their school.
We had this debate on BFFs. So, because Kim said that anything Kanye has said or done is going to be way more harmful to her kids than her sex tape.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Absolutely.
I agree with that too.
Absolutely. He said very anti-Semitic stuff. He said very hurtful stuff for the Black community.
All the men in the comments were like, no, the sex tape. I'm like, of course you think a woman having sex is more hurtful than a fucking Nazi running around being fucking racist. It's so crazy. Like all the men in the comments were like, no, Bree's wrong. Bree on a common... Not W, what is it?
Oh, commentate W.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, fuck you. Suck my dick.
But that just shows what they think about women.
I know. Yeah. That's like, of more course telling. The man thinks sex is worse.
Yeah, that's more telling on them because they think women are something to be owned and coveted. And
yeah. Those are the same people that think women after college should just go and be a housewife.
That's why I'm saying tops off at the beach.
If you ask your friends.
Yeah. Let the girlies do what they want. That's crazy to me. That's crazy that people actually think like that versus like making very harmful statement. Like people fuck. We all have sex.
I know.
A lot of people fuck.
Every single person has sex. And the fact that you think that's more harmful. I get maybe a middle school kid's pulling up the fucking thing. But like in the long scheme of life, your dad saying all that crazy shit is 30 million times worse.
I completely agree.
Because then you're associated with your father.
Yeah.
Who's a bad person.
He's very opinionated.
Yes.
Very. Okay, one last one to send us off.
Okay.
Have either of you been a bridesmaid yet?
No. Not quite yet. Okay. I think it's coming, though.
Okay, well, let's prep you, okay? This one is a day old, very fresh.
Ooh.
Titled, Am I the Asshole for Refusing to Let My Bridesmaid Wear Her Dead Mother's Favorite Color to My Wedding? I, 31 female, was married to my amazing husband, 34 male, on Friday. The wedding went smoothly, apart from one guest's dress preference, who we'll call Anna. Anna's mother sadly passed away in January this year. Her mother was the light of her life, and ever since she passed, Anna has been understandably uptight and distant. I have helped Anna throughout her entire grieving time. We had been planning this wedding since December and decided we wanted an ocean-themed wedding. My family and I grew up on the seaside and have always been close to the ocean. I made it extremely clear to all of my bridesmaids that they were to wear blue, a coral pinky color, or pastel green. Everyone agreed and seemed to love my choices. Anna's mother always loved the color dark, vibrant purple. Ever since then, Anna would buy everything purple if there was a purple choice. Anna and me went for lunch a few weeks after the passing to catch up and support her. At the lunch, Anna asked me if she could please wear a purple dress to my wedding. I'm not crazy about themes usually, but since this wedding was themed to support my family's tradition, and considering my maid of honor was already going to be wearing a gorgeous pastel blue dress with purple and gold accents, me and my husband, who I decided to call and discuss the idea with him politely, told her that we understand what she's going through, but we really want bridesmaids on theme. To this, she looked hurt and left lunch earlier than expected. I hardly heard from Anna until around 4 weeks after our lunch, despite my attempts at texting, phoning, and even knocking on her door, but she'd continued to shut me off. That was until she texted me, quote, what do you think of these dresses? And displayed many different purple dresses in photos. I kindly reminded Anna that she wouldn't be wearing a purple dress to my wedding. Anna was enraged. I tried to tell her that I understand her feelings, but my wedding is my own special day. To this, she blocked me. Anna unblocked me 2 days later, apologizing for the way she acted. Well, when the wedding rolled around, Anna showed up in a purple dress.
Oh, Anna.
I asked her why she had gone against my wishes and that she either had to change or leave. To this, she told me to stop creating a scene and that I was being dramatic and disrespectful. Anna broke out in a screaming match and called me and my family insensitive, selfish assholes. She was escorted out the door screaming. Once the wedding had ended, I received messages from Anna's family, friends, and even Anna. They were all saying how Anna was going through a lot and that I was being an asshole. So, am I the asshole for not just letting Anna wear the damned purple dress?
I have so many thoughts on this one.
Is Anna showing up to be the bridesmaid?
Yeah, she's a bridesmaid.
Okay, so in this situation, I would just mull over and I'd be like, wear your fucking purple dress. Yeah. But your mother has nothing to do with this wedding. And I understand people grieve in different ways, but like this is not your wedding. This is not your sister's wedding. Mm-hmm. This is not anyone in your family's wedding. I'm so sorry you're grieving so badly. But if I told my friend nicely, like, 40 times not to wear a purple dress and then she showed up in a purple dress, it's more of like the principle of like, dude, you just went against everything I said.
Yeah. It's just completely acting out. Yeah. She seems like she just needs like the attention or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could see that. I mean, her mom just died. Like, she's probably not in her right mind. And I think it goes to like that basic level of respect. Like, I can totally see this being a pick your battles. Like, is it really worth it to lose your friend over this color of dress? Like, because she's struggling, losing her mom. But like on the flip side, it's like, can my friend not just give me the bare minimum respect to pick a dress from the variable options?
Yeah. Well, the friend saying like she's an insensitive asshole is like, you're kind of a hypocrite. You're kind of doing the same thing. Like, your best friend just asked you 30,000 times. We're doing a theme and you're wearing a fucking bright purple dress.
Yeah, just one day, no purple.
Yeah. Just wear purple earrings, shoes.
It's like,
That's a good
option. It's a wedding. You wear the same color. Yeah. You wear what's...
And like going back to like, it has nothing to do with your mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. She could have they could have compromised. They should have been like, you can have a purple bag. You could do purple makeup, purple fucking shoes.
Yeah.
But I think that's more of like, you guys should have came to a meet in the middle compromise thing.
I agree.
Because I don't think either way it was going to go well. If she couldn't wear purple, she probably would have hated her and not showed up. She wore purple, she got escorted out.
Purple Patty wasn't going to come to a reasonable decision on that. She was wearing purple regardless.
She was wearing purple.
She was blocking and walking in.
Which, I'm going to be honest, I have a hard time in my head envisioning these bridesmaids' dresses. Mm-hmm. Blue, coral pinky color, and pastel green. I'm like trying to envision them all together anyways. And it's like, if you could have compromised on like a pastel purple, let her fucking wear the pastel purple.
Because I was envisioning in my head too. I'm like, what does a coral reef look like? I feel like there's totally purple coral. Yeah. Like the ones with all the little arms. Yeah. Like I was like, maybe purple could have worked. More so, I feel like they were both stubborn and both being selfish.
Yeah.
There should have been a compromise. I think maybe you kind of are a little bit of an asshole.
I think what honestly probably would have been the best case scenario here is like, hey, I would love for you to be my bridesmaid. I understand you really want to wear purple, though. How about you just are a guest?
Yeah.
I was just going to say that,
And then you can wear any color dress you want.
Anything in the rainbow.
And that's what she should have done.
Yeah.
Like, the fact she blocked her after, like, sending her pictures of purple dresses and then being like, what do you think of these? And she goes, hey, sorry, like, you're not wearing purple, remember? And she got blocked. At that point, like...
Why would you even want to be... in it like
that.
That's more so like you're kind of being like you're begging. You're kind of
seems like she needed something to like get her mind off of her mom or something.
Yeah.
Like just like a big to-do to
but just she made like, everything to do with her mom.
Yeah, I know.
I think that it kind of sounds like her life is now like
revolving
picking,
around purple.
Yeah, like if there's a purple option, she's gonna pick purple, which it's a small token to remember your mom. And like if that's what brings you peace, like
purple nail polish.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's hard. I can't even imagine. Like, I'd be a fucking wreck.
Oh, I'd be an absolute mess.
So, like, I get it, but.
But I don't think purple. Like,
I don't think the color.
No.
I don't know. Everyone grieves differently.
That's the thing. I guess, like, the bottom line is, like, I don't think she's the asshole for setting her foot down. Like, it's her wedding.
Yeah.
Like, she can do whatever the hell she wants for her wedding. I just think, like, this could have been.
I think they were both kind of being assholes.
Yeah.
And, like,
it could have.
I understand your mom died, but like everyone's lost someone and you're really making that big of a, it's just like.
Just give me one day.
You've got to be a real person and like think of other people's feelings. You're not the only person going through something. This is your best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And like these two seriously could have talked it up.
It's a fucking color.
It's a color.
It's a color.
And it's, actually so silly in the scheme of things. It's a color of a dress.
Yeah. Well, so we had a story recently. On an episode where this person was writing in and was like, am I the asshole for picking the dress that my friend wanted to get married in but didn't? So this girl got married and had gone to like bridal dress shops, tried on all these dresses, but her mom hated the dress. So she didn't get it. She picked a different dress, got married, had a beautiful wedding, blah, blah, blah. So the friend got married months later, went to the same place, tried on that dress that her bestie wanted but didn't get, ended up loving it, said yes to the dress, and asked her friend, hey, are you cool if I get this dress? The friend like said, yeah, it's fine, but like immediately after went in the dressing room and was bawling. Now they're not friends anymore. They're literally like—
Over the dress.
Over the dress. Oh. And
see,
so,
in that situation, I just wouldn't get the dress.
Yeah.
If it really hurt my friend that much.
And that's like, this is probably one of the most torn I've seen people on the story, because so many people say that. And then other people are like, it's a dress. Like,
yeah.
She literally had her chance to wear it and she didn't. Like,
that's
get
true.
Over it.
I know.
But I'm like, in
I
the boat.
I personally would just be like, I'm not.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
I would just get
you're
going
to really
dress.
Cry so hard.
I need to see this most gorgeous dress ever.
It's got to be the most beautiful dress of all time, but mothers don't agree.
Ugh, mothers suck lately.
They're mothers so do not know best.
mommy dearest does not know best. So there's a lot of comments from our original poster on this one, actually. A lot of people are in the boat of not the asshole. Mm-hmm. So they're like, totally fine. It's your day. Do whatever you want. But we have some people that are like, everyone sucks here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, kind of like you both could have given on either end. And so someone goes, kind of quoting what OP said, we've been planning this wedding since December. Anna and I went to lunch a couple weeks after the passing to catch up and support her. I hardly heard from Anna until around 4 weeks after our lunch. To this, she blocked me, like kind of like making their case. And they go, so you haven't been there for her at all and you were busy with your wedding, which is okay, but without any empathy. Everyone sucks here. I would not want you as my friend. And OP gets pissed.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The hell? I can be there for my friend while planning my wedding. Jeez. I've tried to remain calm in these comments, but don't ever comment on anyone's relationship like that. I have sent Anna flowers, letters, cards. I have paid for her goddamn therapy sessions. I have dropped everything to help Anna. My husband slept on the couch while she has been living at our house just so she could sleep in the comfortable bed. She's cried on my shoulder and I've held her. I've been all she had some nights. Jesus fucking Christ, I can't believe anyone would ever think to comment something like this. I asked for advice if I was the asshole over a dress, not to be degraded about my empathy towards others. The fuck?
Well, you opened it up to a platform of
but now
public
I'm back
opinion.
On... I'm back on team her. If she did all that for her friend and she couldn't just not wear a purple dress, it's like, dude, I'm paying for your therapy sessions. You're sleeping in my bed while my husband's on the couch. Don't wear a fucking purple dress.
That's an amazing friend.
That's a great friend.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then she has one thing, her day. She wants one thing to be about her.
Yeah.
All these Reddit people have such flaky ass friends.
Yeah.
I hate to see it.
Isn't that crazy?
It's sad.
We do have some more insight though on attendance options. So someone goes, so nice. She was deep in grief. You should have allowed her to attend as a guest to help with her choosing the dress. Their comment is fucking jambled. But OP goes, I told her she could always step down and become a guest, but she expressed no desire to and said she shouldn't have to step down to honor her mother. This isn't about the mom, though.
Yeah, should mom has nothing to do with
you
this.
You want to honor your mother? Wear her favorite necklace.
Yeah.
Paint your nails purple. Like, you could have totally done something else purple.
Some brides are crazy about nail color, though.
She could have done, I'm sure her friend would have been like, okay, if you're not wearing a purple dress, you can wear your purple lipstick, your purple earrings. Like, dude.
She sounds really understandable.
She does.
Honestly.
Like, they totally could have come to a compromise. It seems like that friend was like, it's my way or the highway, which is like not fair to your best friend who's been there for you on her wedding day.
Yeah.
Baby girl's batshit.
Yeah.
Why? Like,
she seemed to be crazy before.
Yeah.
I just like.
No reasonable person would be acting like this.
And that's kind of the bottom line here.
Yeah.
Like.
Seems like just a tough cookie.
And you feel bad. Like, obviously going through something, but.
Yeah, of course.
I think like in your grief, you kind of have to like realize like not everything in my life going forward is going to be about my mom. As sad as it is that she's not here. Like, I also need to do some things for me.
I think a lot of people, like, forget about grief, too. It's like, doesn't give you an excuse to be terrible to everyone else in your life.
Yeah.
Like, for a period of time, you can go through your shit, but it seems like her mom died a little bit ago. If
January,
she's already been doing all that.
Yeah.
6 months.
Where it's like, you can't shut everyone out of your life. It's kind of like, you gotta move on, man.
Yeah, and you wonder if it's a little self-sabotage, like just kind of pushing people away.
Yeah.
Lost in that grief.
Is, yeah.
Like she's just stuck in it.
Stuck in it. Well, I think you two will have an easier time with bridesmaids' dress choices.
We're gonna have weddings. I will figure it out.
Might get married each other.
Yeah. We'll just wear tuxes.
6 years. I love the tux on a girl. Look.
I know. It's cool.
Like, especially if it's well-tailored and just like looks good.
Yeah.
My my boyfriend, Justin, has a cousin who will likely be on his side, and I'm putting her in the tux.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's going to look good.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was fun.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
I'm going to go buy some coconuts.
Yeah.
Gift it to all the guys in your life.
Gift it to a couple guys. I don't have a penis, so that joke's not funny.
I'm going to go buy a purple dress.
Where can everyone find you both?
Grace K. O'Malley on... just about everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Brianna Chicken Fry on just about everything. Brianna LaPaglia on Instagram.
And our podcast.
I was going to say, shout out the pod because it's good.
Yeah. We got Plan Brie podcast. So check us out. We've got episodes every Tuesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
I just love this. I can't wait for our Paris trip.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be so fun. We're going to be 11s.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Dude.
We're going to be so hot in Paris.
Yeah. They got a lot of topless speeches.
I will
not
be going topless, but
I would try it.
We shook on it.
Oh,
you know, when in Rome.
Okay, yeah. Us
when
three, in Rome. Yeah, because there's no guys around. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when in Rome.
No
and no paparazzi. Apparently in Dubai, no Ooh. Paparazzi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I feel like you two, we have to worry about me. I fly under the radar. I'm
sure
good.
We don't have to worry about us.
I'm good in Dubai.
Yeah. Okay.
And just about all Australian areas. Yeah,
we're good about everywhere.
Okay, well, thank you again to Spotify for hosting. And until next time, bye, guys.